As I like myself, I like all creation. As I like myself, I like all creation. Why is it I can say, as I like myself, I like all creation? The reason I can say that is that if I like myself, I will not create anyone in my universe that I do not like. I will not create anyone in my universe who is not harmonious with me. I will create all people, all circumstances, all life as being a joyous, beautiful experience. Now, do you remember who you are? Do you remember what you are? Do you remember why you are? Ellen has had an opportunity to do a little remembering. When she was raising her children, a family next door became very dear friends, and they sort of had their family and her family linked together. Now, Ellen liked herself. She thought she was a pretty wonderful lady. She thought her children were pretty wonderful children. And so she thought her children were playing with all wonderful children in the world. And they were. And then all of a sudden, now you heard that word, didn't you? All of a sudden, many years passed. And this family that had been neighbor to Ellen, all of a sudden comes back in the picture again. And the young boy, who now is a man, just like her son, Ellen's son, is a man. And his father had died, and so Ellen knew about that and sent her blessings. And the man wrote to Ellen and said, "It is so wonderful to be in your world again. It is so wonderful to be in your unconditional love, in your bubbly, 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 bubbly love." Well, now, Ellen had got so busy doing her work and doing her life that she forgot her bubbly love. And she forgot her bubbly, bubbly, bubbly love and her bubbly, bubbly, bubbly self. And when this young man called up and she talked to him, all of a sudden, Ellen was her bubbly self again. He created her in his world as he remembered her as a bubbly, bubbly, bubbly lady, as someone who always was thinking positive thoughts, someone who was always looking for the good in everybody, in everything. And Ellen had forgotten that for a moment. Now, why had she forgotten that? Well, Ellen had little problems here and little problems there that were bothering her, and she was giving her attention to them. And because she was giving her attention to them, she forgot what she had been taught recently, very strongly and very seriously, by none other than Carnegie himself, and John D. Rockefeller, and other great and wonderful beings. They taught her, in the story of their life, how whenever a problem came to them, it may have shaken them for a minute, and they may have called it revenge or that they wanted to get back at somebody, but it really wasn't that. What had happened to those people is that the genius within them all of a sudden took fire and lighted. The genius within those men said, "Hey, I will not be down. I will not be put down. I will not be put down." Because that was what the world was telling them, that that particular incident was going to change their whole life and put them down. And they said, "No way. No way." And so they didn't really go after these people. They seemingly did, but they didn't. They went after their own inner self, and they opened up the magic of their own inner mind, and they came forth with ideas that made them into multi-billionaires. Wonderful, fabulous people. Now, we see the story, and we see the story of how they had their troubles and how they had their problems and how they had their ups and downs. And I always tell you and everyone else, when you would like to have the story of a successful person's life, what was it that made him successful? His failures did not make him a success. His troubles that he had with the world did not make him a success. What made him a success was that when something was changed, taken away, or destroyed in his presence, he did not let it put him down. He did not let it get him down. We look at him as the writers and people who, you know all about history. I've told you often enough about history. History is written by the winning side. And they don't tell you of all the terrible things that happened in history to bring it to that. And they tell you of what they did to accomplish it and how great their minds were and how great their attitudes were. Well, this is how great Carnegie was, and Rockefeller, and Vanderbilt. These people were great minds because they wouldn't be put down. Oh, they acted badly at times, but we don't pay attention to that. Their bad actions are not the actions that we want to use as guides in our life. The actions we want to use as guides in our life are what they did that brought them out of their doldrums, what brought them out of their lassitude, what brought them out of their failure. They didn't think of themselves as a failure. They didn't say, I'm a failure because this happened or that happened. They said, what shall I do now that can put this to right, that can bring this in balance? That's what they said. That's what they said again and again. But we listen to it as the writers of these historical novels tell us, that these people had envy and they had hatred and they had anger and jealousy and their wanted revenge. And that's not true. That's not true. Those things were how the author looked at it, how the people who are telling about history looked at it. Do you think that Abraham Lincoln hated the slaves? Do you think that Abraham Lincoln hated the slave traders? Do you think that Abraham Lincoln thought the slave traders were the ugliest, most terrible people in the world? If he did, he could have never brought the slaves out of slavery. He could have never changed the nation. It's only because he looked at the positive. He looked at what he created. He created goodness. He created success. He created wonderful qualities that led the nation into the greatest nation of the world. Now, how do you do that? Why do people want to come here from other countries? They've been raised in their country, and they've been raised in the limitations that they had, and they've been raised in the problems that they had. But they want to come to the land of the free. The land of the free. Now, it's not free for everybody. It's only free for those who take it and run with it and play with it and enjoy it. Ellen remembers this young man who lived next door to her and was a very good friend of her son's. And she remembers how wonderful their relationship had been. She remembers how much she enjoyed taking them with her, those children with her wherever she went as part of her family. And it never changed. Today, the young man calls and says, you are so close to me. You make my life so wonderful. You make me feel so good. And then he started saying some very positive, beautiful things. Now, where do those positive, beautiful things come from? They came from Ellen. Because she created all of her creation like herself. And because of her positive attitudes, because of her positive mental attitude, because she thought only good, she brought forth only good. She created only good. Can you do that? Can you create only good? Can you create everything beautiful? Take the lesson from these people. They did dumb things, but it was only when they were doing good things that they were making a great success out of their life. And they made a lot of good things. John D. Rockefeller did not hate his father. His father did not take care of the family. His father took the money and spent it on his projects. And he left the family without anything to eat months at a time. And the mother and Rockefeller himself scraped away and helped do it. But he didn't hate his father. If he had hated his father, he would not have been the man he was. And he was in an incident where he missed a train, mm-hmm. and it went off the track. And he thought to himself, in an instant, I must have the right attitude of mind. So his attitude of mind was always, I am a success. Everything I do is a success. Everything I do is wonderful. And though it disturbed other people, the process through which that developed, it was always, that is a success. He was always positive. Scrooge, the Christmas Carol, he had all that money, and Tiny Tim didn't have enough money to take care of himself and his daddy, and they weren't paying. Scrooge was money. That was who he was. He lived money. He wasn't thinking it was good or bad. He just lived money, and that was what his business was, counting figures. What is your business? How are you creating people in your world? Are you creating them saying, I didn't have this, and you have this, and you have everything. And look at Bill Gates. He's got so much he could buy countries, you know. Well, you don't begrudge Bill Gates anything that he has. You don't begrudge anybody anything they have. You delight in everything that you do have. You delight in the idea that you are a positive, beautiful, fantastic, glorious person. And because you're positive, beautiful, glorious, fantastic person, that's all you know and that's all you have. And if you're going to look at movies and you're going to see the ugliness in the movie, you've missed the whole point of the movie. The whole point of the movie is you pass over that and you go into the success, the joy, the happiness in people's lives. And we look at Murder, She Wrote by Agatha Christie, and we think to ourselves, gee, always there's murder. No, there isn't. You don't even think about the murder. You don't even think about that negative aspect, that struggle. You think of how they achieved the goal they wanted to have. They wanted to find people innocent who were being thought guilty because they were near the situation. So often that's the case. No. If you're not going to learn to not believe in the appearances, and that's what Agatha Christie is attempting to teach people, not to believe in the appearances. If you're going to believe in the truth, then you see past these things, and you never judge. And if you can keep yourself from judging, you're on the right path. If you can keep yourself untouched by the appearances, if you can keep yourself one-pointed on the truth, only that which is true. And if you can be unpossessed of what other people are doing in the world, knowing that you do what you do as beautifully as you do it, because it's your nature to do it. This day, make this claim for yourself and let it be what you do all the time and know that it's the reality of your life. And say, if I like myself, I like all creation. If I like myself, I like all creation. Because that's what it's all about. And anybody who doesn't like themselves, you can tell. Because they don't like their creation. And the blame usually says, they made me do it. It's their fault. They caused it to happen. But you caused it to happen because you didn't keep a positive thought. Today, take that positive thought for yourself. Like yourself with all your heart and soul and being. And like your creation as you like yourself. Mm-hmm. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.